This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The Pizzitz department store used to be a shopping destination in downtown Birmingham, but now this building at the corner of 19th Street and 2nd Avenue North has a new body, and it's creating a buzz. WBHM Sure Wheeler Stewart takes us to the Pizzitz then and now.
In the mid-1960s at Christmas time, nothing was more important than a trip downtown with my mom and dad to stroll through the enchanted forest at Pizzitz department store. Snow scenes lined a narrow tunnel in the store. It was punctuated with glistening lights and reindeer with bobbing heads. There were little elves in their candy kitchens preparing goodies. You could watch other elves stitch and sew. And at the end of the forest, Santa sat on his velvet throne. There was Christmas music playing, lots of it, almost everywhere. Now, at times, I questioned whether Santa was real, but the atmosphere and excitement of Pizzitz at Christmas convinced me. This was the place where I made Santa promise to bring me a walking doll and a big bicycle, and he did. This store carried everything from furniture to furry slippers, but for me, it was all about the forest. It took a lot of work for me to earn that trip. I got into a lot of trouble as a kid, so I had to be good, real good. That meant being quiet in school, doing my chores at home, and eating my vegetables. I looked forward to Pizzitz throughout the year. It was where my parents often bought my cute clothes, like the blue and white dress with the satin sash and the black patent leather Mary Jane shoes. In the late 1970s, I experienced a different side of Pizzitz. I worked there between high school and the start of college. Basic typing skills and a pleasant phone voice, not to mention my dad's connection with one of the managers, opened the door for a desk job in the credit department. Despite my job, I couldn't help but wonder what it was like just 15 years earlier in our city's segregated past. Back then, if you were black, you couldn't get office jobs in places like Pizzitz. You were not served in the store restaurants or allowed to eat at the lunch counters. Pizzitz had a winding hardwood staircase near the 19th Street entrance that led to the mezzanine restaurant. I was making about minimum wage, and for 45 minutes, I'd sit down in the restaurant living large. I would dine on a crisp white tablecloth, treating myself to a club sandwich and French onion soup with the gooey cheese on top and the long onion strips floating beneath. In 1988, the downtown Pizzitz closed. The fun memories of my childhood and first job were there behind the glass doors that slowly turned brown from dust and grit. I feared it would never reopen. I thought my hometown downtown would suffer a painful death never to rise again. There always seemed to be a plan on the table for restoring the Pizzitz, and those plans always seemed to fall through. Not enough investors, not enough community support, skepticism over downtown's rebirth. Recently, though, something clicked. Developers received tax credits to make the project more affordable, and they came up with a new concept that fit with city growth. So now, Pizzitz is a dining hall with retail on the lower floors and residences above. For the first time in 30 years, I returned to the Pizzitz a few days ago, anxious to make new memories in the food hall. I didn't know where to go or what to do, but I can tell you there was more energy in this place than what I remembered as a child at Christmas. The first floor was packed and humming, almost like a mini Grand Central Station. Everyone was fixed on getting food. In the same area where they used to sell women's hosiery, millennials served up Polynesian fare. Across the way, I spotted a friend from church passing out waffles and wings, and it turns out she's launched a new restaurant. There's also Mexican food, coffee, Mediterranean, and Puerto Rican cuisine. You get the idea. In its prime, you would run into almost anyone from any side of town in Pizzitz. The same was true of my lunchtime stroll. Then and now, a place to be. Imagine if we had similar places to be all over town in communities like Roebuck, West End, Inslee, Glen Iris. That's when Birmingham truly becomes a vibrant metropolitan city.